This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of February, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you definitely have to discard those costumes, your bodies, here. Therefore, finish your attachment to them. Do not remember your friends and relatives. Question. What things indicate the children who have the power of yoga? Answer. They aren't even slightly disturbed by any situation. They have no attachment to anyone. For example, if someone leaves his body today, they won't feel any sorrow, because they know that that soul only had that much of a part in the drama. That souls discard their bodies and take others. Om Shanti. This knowledge is very incognito. You don't even need to say Namaste. People in the world greet one another and say Namaste or Ram Ram. None of those things can go on here because this is a family. It doesn't seem right to say Namaste or Good Morning in a family. In a home, one eats, goes to the office, and comes back. This continues all the time. There is no need to say Namaste. The fashion of saying good morning was started by the Europeans. Otherwise, there was nothing like that previously. When people meet one another at devotional gatherings, they say Namaste and bow to each other's feet. This custom of bowing to someone's feet is taught for humility. Here you children have to become soul conscious. What would a soul do to a soul? Nevertheless, this has to be said. For example, you would say Namaste to Baba. Now the father says, I teach you through the ordinary body of Brahma. I carry out establishment through him. How? Only when the Father is personally in front of you can that be explained by him. Otherwise, how could anyone understand? The Father sits here in front of you, face to face, and explains, and you children understand. You would have to say Namaste to both. Bapdada Namaste. If those from outside were to hear this, they would become confused and ask what you're saying when you say Bapdada. Many human beings also have double names. For example, Lakshmi Narayan and Radhe Krishna are also names. It is as though a man and woman become combined. Now this one here is Bapdada. Only you children can understand these things. The father is definitely greater. Although they have a double name, it is one person. So why do they keep both names? You children now know that those names are wrong. No one else can recognize Baba. You say, Namaste, Bapdada, and the father would reply, Namaste to you physical, spiritual children. Such a long greeting doesn't seem appropriate, but the words are right. All of you are physical children and also spiritual children. Shiv Baba is the father of all souls, and then Prajapita too is needed. The children of Prajapita Brahma are brothers and sisters. It is a family path. You are all Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Prajapita Brahma's existence is validated through the existence of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This is not a matter of blind faith. Tell them that the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris receive the inheritance from the Father. They don't receive it from Brahma. Brahma too is child of Shiv Baba. The residents of the subtle region, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, are creations. Their creator is Shiva. No one can ask who Shiva's creator is. No one can be Shiva's creator. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are part of creation. Even higher than them is Shiva, the father of all souls. Now, if he is the creator, the question arises, when did he create? No, this creation is eternal. The question, when did he create so many souls, cannot arise. This eternal drama continues. It is infinite. It never comes to an end. All of these things are in you, children, number-wise. This is very easy. Whether anyone lives or dies, you should have no attachment to anyone but the One Father. There is a song, even if your mother dies, eat halva. For instance, even if someone dies, there is nothing to worry about, because this drama is predestined. According to the drama, he had to go at that time. What can anyone do about that? There is no need to be sad at all. This is the stage of the power of yoga. The law says that you shouldn't be even slightly disturbed. Everyone is an actor. Each one continues to play his own part. You children have received this knowledge. They say to the Father, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, come and take us away. It is a very big job to have all of these bodies destroyed and to take all souls back with him. Here, if someone dies, people continue to cry for 12 months. The Father will take so many souls back with him. Everyone's body will be left behind here. You children know that when the Mahabharat war begins, they will continue to leave like swarms of mosquitoes. Natural calamities too are to come. This whole world has to be transformed. Look how large the population of England and Russia, etc. are now. Did all of them exist in the Golden Age? It doesn't even enter the intellect of anyone in the world that none of them existed in our kingdom. There was only one religion and one kingdom. Even you are number-wise in keeping this in your intellect very well. If it is imbibed by you, your intoxication remains constantly high. Only a few maintain such high intoxication, and that is with great difficulty. To remove one's remembrance of friends, relatives, and everyone else, and to become stable in unlimited happiness is a great wonder. Yes, this too will happen at the end. Only at the end is the karmateet stage attained. The consciousness of bodies will then be broken. That's it. We are now going home. It is as though this becomes common. When actors in a play finish playing their parts, they go home. You have to leave those costumes, your bodies, here. You adopted those costumes here, and you have to leave them behind here. All of these new aspects are in your intellects. They are not in anyone else's intellect. Alpha and Beta, Alpha is highest of all. It is said, establishment through Brahma, destruction through Shankar, and sustenance through Vishnu. Acha, so what is Shiva's task? No one knows Shiv Baba, the highest on high. They just say, he is omnipresent, and all of those are his forms anyway. This has become firm in the intellect of everyone in the world, and this is why they have become Tamopradhan. The father says, the whole world has reached degradation. Then I alone have to come and give salvation to all. If he were omnipresent, it would be that all are God and God alone. On the one hand, they say all are brothers, and then, on the other, they say all are the Father. They have no understanding. The unlimited Father says to you, children, children, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. Baba says, do not even remember this Dada or Mama. The Father says, no one should be praised, neither Mama nor Baba. If Shiv Baba didn't exist, what could this Brahma do? What would happen by remembering this one? Yes, you know that you are claiming the inheritance from the Father, not from this one, but through this one. This one also claims the inheritance from that one. And so you should remember that one. This one is just an agent in the middle. When a couple becomes engaged, they remember each other. The one who arranges the marriage is the agent between them. The father has your engagement to him arranged through this one. This is why there is the praise. I found the Satguru through the agent. The Satguru is not the agent. The Satguru is incorporeal. They may say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, but they are not gurus. Only the one Father is the true Guru, Satguru, who grants salvation to all. The Father teaches you. You then show this path to others and tell them, even whilst seeing, don't see. Keep your intellects connected to Shiv Baba. Everything that you see with those eyes is to turn into a graveyard. Remember the one Father, not this one. The intellect says, I cannot receive the inheritance from this one. The inheritance will be received from the Father. You have to go to the Father. A student wouldn't remember a student. A student would surely remember the teacher. Clever children at school would also try to uplift others. The Father says, try to uplift one another. However, if it isn't in their fortune, they don't even make the effort. They become content with a little. You should explain to others. Many come to the exhibitions. There can be a great deal of progress by explaining to many others. Send out invitations and invite them, and many important, sensible people will then come. Many varieties of people turn up without an invitation. They continue to say such wrong things. The behavior of royal people is also royal. Royal people will enter with royalty. There is a big difference in their behavior too. Others have no manners in the way they behave and talk to others. All types turn up at the gatherings, malas. No one is refused admittance. Therefore, if you send people an invitation card inviting them to the exhibitions, many good royal people will come. Then they will also go and tell others. Sometimes have a program just for females, so that only females come and see, because in many places many females are behind a veil. Therefore have a program for only females. No males should be allowed to come to that. Baba has told you, first of all, you have to explain that Shiv Baba is incorporeal. Shiv Baba and Prajapita Brahma are both Babas. The two cannot become one, so you do not receive the inheritance from both Babas. You would receive an inheritance from a grandfather or a father. One has a right to the property of a grandfather. No matter how unworthy a child may be, he would still receive his grandfather's inheritance. This is the law here. It is also understood that when some people receive that money, they would squander it within a year. But government laws are such that it has to be handed over. The government cannot do anything. Baba, however, is experienced. There was a child of a king who squandered 10 million rupees in 12 months. There are some who are like that. Shiv Baba would not say that he has seen such cases. This one, Brahma, says, I have seen many such examples. This world is very dirty. This is an old world, an old house. An old house usually has to be demolished. Look how first class the royal palaces of Lakshmi and Narayan are. You are now being given understanding by the Father and are becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. This is the story of the true Narayan. Only you children understand this. Amongst you too, some haven't become complete flowers yet. You need to have very good royalty in this. You continue to make progress day by day. You continue to become flowers. You children say with love, Bap Dada. This language of yours is new and it cannot be understood by other human beings. For instance, when Baba goes somewhere and children say, Bap Dada Namaste, Baba responds, Namaste to you spiritual, physical children. He would have to respond in that way. If others were to hear this, they would say that this is something new. How can Bap Dada be said to be one? Can both Bap and Dada ever be one? The name of each is also different. You are the children of both Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. You know that Shiv Baba is sitting in this one, that you are Bap Dada's children. If your intellects remember even this much, your mercury of happiness will remain high. You also have to remain stable in regard to the drama. For instance, when someone leaves his body, he will go and play another part. Each and every soul receives an eternal part. There is no need to have any thoughts about this. He had to go and play another part. He cannot be called back. That is in drama. There is nothing to cry about in this. Only those with such a stage will go and become kings without attachment. King Nirmohi. In the Golden Age, everyone is without attachment. Here, when someone dies, they cry so much. There is absolutely no need to cry when you have found the Father. Baba shows you such a good path. For the Kumaris, it is very good. Your father would spend money wastefully and you would fall into hell. Instead of this, tell him, I will open a spiritual university come hospital with that money. If I bring benefit to many, that will be charity done by you and also by me. Children, you yourselves should remain enthusiastic and spend everything, body, mind and wealth, in making Bharat into heaven. There should be so much intoxication. If you want to give it, then give it. If you don't want to, then don't. Do you not want to bring benefit to yourselves and to many others? There should be this much intoxication. Kumaris should especially be very alert. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father and Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Let your activity and behaviour be very royal. Speak with good manners. Imbibe the virtue of humility. 2. Everything you see with those eyes is to turn into a graveyard. Therefore, do not see whilst seeing. Remember Shiv Baba alone and no bodily being. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of awareness and so an embodiment of power by finishing those games of dolls and becoming a master ocean of this knowledge. On the path of devotion, they make idols, worship them and then drown them. And you call that the worship of dolls. In the same way, lifeless situations of no essence, such as jealousy, imagination, force, etc., come in front of you. You expand them and you then yourself experience them to be the truth. And you make others too experience them to be the truth. So that is like putting life into those situations. Therefore, by having remembrance of the Father, the ocean of knowledge, you can let the past be the past and drown it in the waves of self-progress. However, time is wasted even in that. Therefore, become a master ocean of this knowledge beforehand and finish those games of dolls with the blessings of awareness and power. Slogan. Those who are cooperative at a time of need receive multi-million-fold fruit of one. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Give all the religious and political leaders an experience of purity and unity. Because they lack this, both of those authorities are weak. The special way to make the authority of religion free from this is to prove purity and to prove unity in front of the authority of politics. Om Shanti.